Ladybird, do you know? Level 4. Tiny technology. New words. Accurate. Information. Measure. Metal. Microscopic. Nanometer. Power. Scientist. Split. Tiny. Tool. What is tiny technology? Science is the study of the world to better understand it. We use what we learn from science to make things that make our lives better. We call these things technology. When technology gets better, it can get smaller and smaller. It can be tiny. The first computer needed a whole room and lots of people to work on it. Now, we can do the same things with a laptop at home. This is one of the smallest computers in the world. Think. Can you think of any tiny technology? Is there tiny technology in your school? Why does technology get smaller? Scientists try to make new and better tools. When tools are better, they can be more accurate. With very accurate tools, we can make very small things. Better batteries can hold more power. Even when they're tiny. Battery. Library. SD card. This SD card is tiny. It can hold more information than a library. Look. Look at the pages. Which is bigger here, the SD card or the finger? When did technology become tiny? Alexander Graham Bell made the first telephone in 1876. The first thing he said was, "Mr. Watson, come here. I want to see you. This is a mobile phone from 1984. It had a big battery and was very heavy." In the 1990s and 2000s, mobile phones became smaller and smaller. Today, we like our mobile phones to be bigger. We want to watch films on them or make video calls. But they aren't too big. They can go in our pockets, too. Look. Look at the pages. How are old phones different from new phones? How many buttons do they have? How big is a camera? We use cameras for taking photos. We see lots of photos every day, but how do we make them? This camera from the 1840s was very big, and it could only take one photo. It made the photo on a piece of metal. With better technology, cameras got smaller. They needed film to take photos. Photos from film were made in a darkroom. Film. Darkroom. Today, cameras don't use film. They use digital technology. There are 6 tiny cameras in this mobile phone. Find out. Use books or the internet to find out what cameras and phones are made of. Was there tiny technology in the past? Clockwork technology is very old, more than 2,000 years old. Clockwork uses metal gears. Some gears are large and some are tiny. In the 1300s, people started to make clocks with clockwork. Big gear, tiny gear. The big gear in a clock turns the hand once every hour. It turns 24 times in one day. The tiny gears turn faster. Tiny spring. From around 1450, clockwork start to use a spring. This spring is tiny. Clockwork. Clockwork is not only for clocks. Toys use tiny clockwork too. This box plays music. And things move. Watch. Watch the video. See page 32. Can you see the gears moving? What are they doing? What is a microchip? Most technology today has microchips in it. Computers, cars, fridges, and toothbrushes can all have them. Microchip. A microchip is very small, but it can do lots of things. It has lots of tiny parts that use and send information. Microchips help scientists to make very fast computers. This type of microchip uses lots of information. Pets can have microchips too. If you lose your dog, a microchip helps you to find them. This microchip is tiny. Find out. Use books or the internet to find out if phones have microchips. What does a microscope do? We use a microscope to look at very small things. It can show us things that we can't see with only our eyes. We call things we can't see with our eyes microscopic. Microscope. Cells. This is an onion. If you look through a microscope, you can see the cells of the onion. This is microscopic bacteria from a yogurt. If you look through the microscope, you can see the bacteria move. Bacteria. Yogurt. Cheek. Cheek cells. These are cells from a person's cheek under a microscope. Watch. Watch the video. See page 32. What can you see through the microscope? This is sand from a beach under a microscope. Sand isn't microscopic, but we can see it better with a microscope. Microscopes are awesome. But do you know that they use the same technology as a pair of glasses? Glasses help us to see. Lens. This is a magnifying glass. When you look through it, you can see small things better. A microscope has two more lenses. Now, we can see the things that are smaller and smaller. Find out. Use books or the internet. A microscope helps us to see small things. What helps us to see things that are far away? Does it use lenses? How long is a nanometer? We use nanometers to measure things that are very, very small. You need a very strong microscope to see 1 nanometer because it is so tiny. There are 10 million nanometers in 1 centimeter. A hair. 1 hair from your head is about 80,000 nanometers wide. A sheet of paper is around 100,000 nanometers thick. This ant is about 5 million nanometers long. That's 0.5 centimeter. Find out. Use a ruler. Measure something very small. How many nanometers is it? What is nanotechnology? Some scientists study and make technology with things smaller than 100 nanometers. This is called nanotechnology. Scientists use a very strong microscope to work with this tiny technology. This is a carbon nanotube. It is about 1 nanometer wide, but it is very strong. Scientists are trying to put nanotechnology into contact lenses. In the future, we may make and play videos only using contact lenses. Contact lens. Sun cream. Today, some sun creams use nanotechnology. They have tiny pieces of metal to keep away the light from the sun. Think. Is a carbon nanotube bigger than a hair from your head? How small is the smallest robot? Robots do important jobs for us. With nanotechnology, we can make tiny robots. A robot that is only a few thousand nanometers is a nanobot. This is a nanobot. When you are ill, this nanobot can take medicine to the right place in your body. In the future, nanobots may travel around our body and find problems before we feel ill. Project. Work with a friend. Draw your own tiny robot. What can it do? What is smaller than a nanometer? Everything in the world is made of atoms. Atoms are tiny. There are about 10 atoms in a nanometer. Atom. You can use a very strong microscope to look at atoms. When you split some types of atoms in two, they get very hot. Scientists use this technology to make power for our cities. This is the Large Hadron Collider in Switzerland. Scientists use it to look for things that are smaller than an atom. Find out. Use books or the internet. What are the three parts of an atom called? Ladybird. Do you know? Level 4. Tiny Technology. Written by Sarah Shooter. Series editor, Nick Coates. Read by Akisha Pierman. Copyright, Ladybird Books Limited, 2022. Imprint. Ladybird Books. UK, USA, Canada, Ireland, Australia, India, New Zealand, South Africa. Ladybird Books is part of the Penguin Random House group of companies whose addresses can be found at global.penguinrandomhouse.com, www.penguin.co.uk, www.puffin.co.uk, www.ladybird.co.uk. First published 2022. 001. Text copyright, Ladybird Books Limited, 2022. Printed in China. The authorized representative in the EEA is Penguin Random House Ireland, Morrison Chambers, 32 Nassau Street, Dublin, DO2YH68. A CIP catalog record for this book is available from the British Library. All correspondence to Ladybird Books, Penguin Random House Children's, 1 Embassy Gardens, 8 Viaduct Gardens, London, SW11, 7BW. Series info. Do you know? Visit www.ladybirdeducation.co.uk for free teaching resources. Video clips with simplified voiceover and subtitles, video and comprehension activities, class projects and lesson plans, audio recording of every book, digital version of every book, full answer keys. To access video clips, audio tracks, and digital books, 1. Go to www.ladybirdeducation.co.uk. 2. Click Unlock Book. 3. Enter the code below. Stay safe online. Some of the activities ask children to do extra research online. Remember, ensure an adult is supervising. Use established search engines such as Google or Kittle. Children should never share personal details such as name, home or school address, telephone number, or photos. Back cover. Do You Know? Is a series of leveled nonfiction books featuring video content, project work, and critical thinking activities to motivate and engage young learners. Covering a range of STEM topics from nocturnal animals to climate change, Do You Know? Takes an inquiry-based approach, developing children's language, communication, and investigation skills. Level 1. Pre-A1, 400 headwords. Level 2, A1, 600 headwords. Level 3, A1 plus, 800 headwords. Level 4, A2, 1100 headwords. www.ladybirdeducation.co.uk. Available online, audio download, digital book, activity sheets, video. Page numbers 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31.